And I'm Bella.
Welcome to Holy Matrimony,
a podcast where we discuss my journey into the world of professional wrestling.
And each week, I'm going to guide you through my ultimate obsession.
Before we get into the episode, though, if you all can help us out, follow us on social media. We are on X and Instagram at Holy Matrimony. That's spelled HOLYMATCHRIMONY. You can also find us on YouTube, so some of you watch us. Our YouTube channel is Holy Matrimony Podcast, so youtube.com/@holymatrimony. And same spelling, of course. We release new episodes every Thursday, and you can also find those on most of the popular podcast players.
Yes, so please like, comment, subscribe, rate, review, follow. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know what you'd like to hear from us. Really helps us out. We really appreciate it.
We sure do. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I am. This week, we are going to talk about Backlash.
Backlash in France. Yes.
In France. Yeah, this was the most recent pay-per-view happening this last weekend.
Premium live event.
Is that... So I was wrong?
I mean, they just don't call them pay-per-views anymore.
Oh, my bad. Why? Because we're, like, advanced in technology?
Free on Peacock, you know? So you don't pay it for pay-per-view anymore.
But you do have to pay for Peacock.
Yes.
So... I'm kind of not wrong.
Kind of not wrong, yes.
But I think it's just because we've advanced in technology.
Yes.
And, like, do they even do that anymore? Or is it all... It's all, like, streaming or, like,
I mean,
you pay for cable.
There is still a pay-per-view service you can do. But, yes, they just, you know, went away from the name pay-per-view. Went to premium live event.
I mean, I'm going to have to look it up now because, like, do any events do, like, a literal pay-per-view? Like,
yeah.
Does it UFC and all that still do that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Events still do.
It's just wrestling said, we got enough money. We could just give it to them.
It's just that they have a deal with Peacock where all their stuff's on Peacock now.
So Peacock is, like, super rich then because they paid for WWE to have their events on
thing? It's a lot of money.
Obviously, because if they were like, oh, yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
We don't need all the money.
Of course.
You gave us all the money.
Yes.
But, I mean, good for us. Because now we get to watch it for, what, $5.99 or something like that?
Great for us, yes. We get to watch it just because we have Peacock.
Yeah. Anyway, this was not what this episode was about.
No.
But I got corrected, so I had to set the record straight.
Yes. So, Backlash France. I guess, what do you think overall? This is your first, again, getting into all these pay-per-views. So, what do you think of it?
I mean, PPEs then? Not PPVs.
PLEs, Premium Live
Event. Gosh, darn it. I'm never going to get this. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's not a pay-per-view like you said.
You're right.
It's a PLE.
Yes.
Anyway, it's definitely way different, right? Coming off WrestleMania, that's like 2 days, 18 hours each day.
Yes.
That's obviously not it, guys. I'm being dramatic. Whereas this one was, what, 3 hours?
Like 3 hours, five matches, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, cool. You know, it was good. I think literally we guessed every match. So
we
our
did.
Predictions were right.
Yes.
It was obviously very different as well because it's in France and that crowd was way different than I've seen.
Yeah. What'd you think of the crowd? I was going to ask you about that.
So at first you're like, dang, that's like a really good crowd. Like they're just putting everyone else to shame because they were just going off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at times it was like really cool. And there was times I'm like, wow, I'm really impressed with them. But there's other times that I'm like, okay, you guys are like really loud and it's like a little annoying.
Yeah. Well, so I think some background, we did watch SmackDown first and they were also in France for SmackDown. So we kind of heard a little bit of the crowd there. And then as Backlash went on, it did start to get a lot.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I don't need like active, really loud sound every single second.
Yeah.
And I like couldn't even really hear Michael and Corey.
Right. Which again, is, you know, that can be considered annoying a little bit when you're trying to get into the match and hear what the commentators have to say and just overwhelming by, because I don't think it would be a little different to me if it was like just boos or cheers and they're that excited about it, but it definitely seemed like they were doing a lot of things I didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, and it's like, cool, good for them, right? Because they don't get this.
Right.
Like, obviously here, we can get them all over the country constantly. And so I get why they were excited. Like,
for sure.
They get this. And I mean, they showed up. I mean, they did not disappoint. That's for sure. Also, I've never been to like any live event in France. So I don't know if that's just how they always are or if it was just they, I mean, this is WWE, if they're mm-hmm. that excited. So it's not like I was like mad at them. I think it's just way different experience than what I've experienced.
Yes.
And you've watched so many more pay-per-views or PLEs, you right. know. Was this like something new, or have you seen this before?
I mean, there's definitely been some you know, loud crowds in the past, but like this one was kind of next level, at least especially for modern, like really modern times. I haven't seen this in modern times.
Yeah, no, I mean, because I didn't feel like it took me out of it.
No.
But there were times I'm like, wait, what is, like, Michael say? Or, like, you know, it was, like, so much at certain times. But like I said, other times it was really cool. Like, mm-hmm. they were, anybody's, like, entrance song, I mean, they just had it.
Oh, yeah, they sang all of Randy's, all of Cody's, like.
They actually continued Cody's after they cut it.
Yeah, pretty cool. So there was definitely cool moments, but definitely moments I feel like, not even on the crowd, but I feel like WWE could have just, like, turned them down a little bit in the sound and turned the, you know, the commentators up slightly.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, because I honestly was just impressed with them. Yeah. I was like, they are here for it. They're having a good time, which I'm all for.
Right.
But, yeah, I kind of, like, wanted to hear more what was going on. But, yeah, I think they just kind of put everyone else to shame. Like,
yeah, I mean,
we'll is it, like, to... a challenge now?
Well, yeah, I mean, so the next, you know, live event's going to be, or, you know, PLE is going to be in Saudi Arabia, so we're going to see how if they can bring that energy. It'll be curious to see, like, some of these other foreign ones, or Clash at the Castle, like, what are they going to bring to it, too?
I mean, yeah, because they're both in Europe, so mm-hmm. I guess, where is it, in Scotland?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, they better bring it, because you're going to look bad. France had it.
Yes.
So
we'll have to see.
Now, what were your thoughts on, like, this backlash? Overall.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was really good. I think that the matches were pretty solid, but it was pretty predictable. I mean, coming after WrestleMania, we kind of knew what was going to happen. Didn't really expect major changes. I know we had some, which we'll get into, but predictable, but at least it was still a solid show.
Now, how long have they been doing Backlash? Like, forever?
Yeah, I mean, they've done it on and off for a long time. Again, it's one of those things where they don't always consistently do. I know that some of the last few years, they've branded Backlash as, like, WrestleMania Backlash. So let's tie that title with it. Last year was in Puerto Rico, so that was a cool one because you had the Damian Bad Bunny match, which...
Oh, that was a Backlash?
Yes.
Cool.
So, like, they've been trying, I think, the last few years to do something cooler with it, because my guess, I don't know, I haven't heard this, but my guess would be WrestleMania is such a, you know, spectacle. Well, you can't top it by just doing a normal something. You have to go somewhere fun or do something creative. So that's the last few years, at least. I think it's been cool.
Okay, yeah. Now, you've talked to me about so many of these, like, events, mm-hmm. the big ones, and I feel like Backlash is never one you brought up. So I don't know if you just, like, to you, there just hasn't really been, like, a Backlash that was memorable, or, you know, you don't really have a favorite. But, like, looking back, is there, like, a Backlash that you're like, no, you should watch that Backlash to understand, or are they just kind of all the same?
Yeah. Not that I can think of. I'm sure there's one out there that, like, has a really good match that I like or something, but nothing that I can really think of, honestly. And that's how, as we go throughout the year, you'll understand that if it's not a big four, they're probably all going to be somewhat similar. Hopefully there's something cool at them. But, yeah, Backlash, I mean, I guess I think the Puerto Rico one with Damian Bad Bunny was cool for the spectacle of it and Bad Bunny and stuff. But overall, I can't think of another Backlash that I really could remember.
Yeah, because obviously I was, like, here for it. I was ready to watch it, and there was obviously some of my favorite people in there. But I do feel like leading up to it, even compared to, like, King of the Ring, so obviously I've never seen a King and Queen of the Ring, but I feel like that one's, like, so much more exciting for some reason. And I want to say the only reason it's not because, like, Backlash is bad, but I think the moment we heard the matches, we were like, oh, well, that person's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't as, like, I guess, mysterious or I need to see what happens. It was just more like, well, I just want to watch it to watch it.
Yeah.
And that's why it's not as exciting to me.
No, I agree. I mean, so, again, you'll get into this more as you watch more and stuff. But that's all kind of been a criticism of WWE for a while, is, like, they kind of just have a system where they do a premium live event every month. Mm-hmm. And so they don't feel super special. It just feels some of them, especially when they're in between big ones or whatever, like, kind of just feel paint by numbers and, like, you know what's going to happen.
So, I mean, this is a question for, like, our comment section and stuff, but would it be better than if they just stuck to like the big four rather than or like giving you a monthly premium live event? Or because you're such a wrestling fan, you're like, no, I want to see them as often as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, up for debate. In my opinion, I think the big four being your anchors would be the way to go, and throwing special events here or there, right? Not necessarily every month, but like, yeah, in between WrestleMania and SummerSlam, we're going to have Money in the Bank. In between SummerSlam and Survivor Series, maybe they have King of the Ring. You know, having certain special events when it means something in between the big four is the way I would personally go, but I'm obviously going to watch everyone every month.
I mean, I feel like I'm allowed to have an opinion, even though I'm new to this.
Of course.
And mine's probably right.
Of course.
To me, I think, yeah, obviously the big four.
Mm-hmm.
But then, to me, I like the specialty ones in between. So, King and Queen of the Ring, that's like a special, like, that's, it's not the same, right? It's not just like, oh, we have five matches for 3 hours. Money in the Bank, that's like a special one, like, is Elimination Chamber one of the big four?
It's not.
Okay. Elimination Chamber, like, these are all, like, very specific to what they are. They're not just, like, any Raw, I'm not saying Backlash was, but it's not like any Raw or SmackDown where it's just matches.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, so
except for the big four, obviously, those are meant for a purpose, and they build up to those storyline really hard. I don't think they really built up to Backlash, in my opinion. They didn't really build up to this Backlash the same way.
No, and I think it's hard because Backlash happened right after the draft, right? So yes. You got all these moving people going around, so it's hard to build something. So, like, in my opinion, it almost would have been smarter to just not have one now, wait till King of the Ring, and make that kind of be your jumping off point. You could have built storylines a little bit longer. Now, as we get into more events and you watch more, there is a sentiment in wrestling that, like, should Elimination Chamber, should Hell in a Cell, should, they used to have, like, a TLC table ladders, chairs one, like, should those be their own pay-per-view, or should those just be saved for big matches when it was important to have? So, like, do you want a whole pay-per-view around Hell in a Cell, or do you want to just randomly have a Hell in a Cell when it means something to the story? And that's something I think we'll get into more as we watch more.
Yeah, I think money-wise, so from a company perspective, you want to make them, like, premium.
Yes.
Because it does, I know, they're not, like, pay-per-view, so they're not getting, you know, it's not getting paid the same way. But when you make, like, a premium event, it does draw more people, you know, ticket for, like, the actually being there live, you can, like, charge way more for. So from, like, a company standpoint, well, no, you're going to do as many as possible if you're making money.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, from, like, an authenticity and, like, writing and to just be really true, you should do those when they matter to a story. Obviously, I saw, like, you know, leading up to WrestleMania, they do gear the story towards these. But
yes.
And that can work. But at times, I bet it hasn't.
Yes.
So is it better to force a story to fit, or is it better to do it when the story's called for? I don't know. Comments, guys.
Yeah, and that's been a criticism, I mean, in the past. So, like, Elimination Chamber, right? It was its own pay-per-view or premium live event this year where, and they've done it before, but where they're going to put these people and the winner gets a title shot at WrestleMania. Well, in the past, they've done it to where it just is kind of naturally working out that these people are fighting. And, okay, well, let's settle this fight in Elimination Chamber, right? So, mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
I guess as we watch this whole year, it's going to be very interesting. I want to kind of know where you stand next year coming out of it.
Oh, yeah. I will have opinions always.
Mm-hmm.
So I will definitely let you know.
Yes.
I think the only one, like, War Games,
yes.
Right? Is that, like, a PLE?
Yes.
That's the only one I'll see anytime. That one's so cool.
Oh, it's really cool. Yes.
So. I don't care if it even fits the storyline. I'm one of those people. I know wrestling fans are not. You can, like, stop the storyline for a second, just have a bunch of people, like, fight.
Fighting. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. So which we'll get into, for sure, because I think that'll be awesome to see. I'm sure they'll have some kind of a War Games match this year.
Yeah, because that one's really cool. I think that's, like, my favorite of, like, this. But I mean, I haven't seen all of them, so I say that now, and I might change. But I've seen, you've shown me, like, past Elimination Chambers, and we've seen the War Games. Man, those are so cool.
Yes, I'll definitely have to show you more as that comes up in November.
Yeah, so check back next year, guys, yes. And we'll see if my opinions are the same, or if I've changed. I don't know, maybe I'm going to get more into, like, as a wrestling fan, and then I'll feel the same way you guys do, and I don't know. I mean, probably not, but...
Yeah, we'll see.
We could.
So we should probably get into some of these matches and talk through.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because there was, even though, and I know it's, like, sounds annoying, like, we predicted that, I'm not trying to, like, rub it in, kind of, but... even though we predicted literally every match, They were still fun, though. Like, they were good. I'm not, like, mad about it.
No, I agree. And I think there were some really fun matches on the show. Like, surprisingly fun matches, I think. But overall, I don't think there was a bad match, in my opinion. Not a bad match. Mm-hmm. There were some I maybe didn't like as much as others.
So which one was, like, surprising for you?
Honestly, I kind of feel that the women's tag team match, the Bianca and Jade versus Asuka and Kairi Sane match, was a lot more fun than I kind of thought it was going to be. And mm-hmm. I thought it was really exciting.
Yeah, obviously I was biased going into that because I'm a huge Jade fan. But, you know, I've noticed, like, being big fans of people, there's sometimes you're like, wow, that match just wasn't as good.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know, like, me getting more into, you know, what's EO's group? Jeez, I'm drawing a blank.
Damage Control.
Yeah, Damage Control. Jeez, drawing a big blank. I'm liking them more and more.
Yes.
But obviously what I've seen from them and what I see from Jade and Bianca have been different, right?
Yes.
The styles are different. So I was kind of concerned, but then I came out of it like, yeah, that was a really good match.
Right. Yeah, and I think that, again, you'll learn to, a lot of times, different styles work well. There's times mm-hmm. where they don't, but a lot of times having that different style, it does work well. And I thought it was a really fun, like, fast-paced match.
Oh, yeah.
Again, I told you I wasn't super sure on Jade. Like, I think she looks great. You know, she has a great presence, but her ability in the ring, I wasn't super sure on. And so I think that she held her own really well.
Yeah, because I've always thought, well, she's really good at just coming in and being strong and picking people up and, you know, having, like, just demolishing. What did I say? I want her to be called the finisher.
The finisher, yeah.
Because I feel like she comes in and she finishes it, or end it. What did I say? Jade, end it?
Yeah.
Or Jade, the end, because yeah. she ends it. Either one, let me know. Those are, I think, great names. But I see what you mean. Like, actually watching the match, it was so much more than her just coming in and ending the match. Like, I feel like she really showed more it to me. Obviously, I haven't watched her for a long time. Like, her skill or her skills getting better in the ring.
Yeah, no, I mean, this was probably the longest she's been in the ring in WWE. You know, Royal Rumble, maybe, but this is the most that she was able to, like, show off what she could do. And I think she's getting a lot, like, every time she's in there, she's getting better. And I think that it showed she can keep up the fast pace. She was able to kind of throw him around a little bit, but I think it was, like, a really good match.
Yeah, because obviously, like, Bianca's great.
Yes.
And, like I said, pretty much all Damage Control. I mean, we kind of talked about it. Dakota Kai, this was, like, the first one on Raw that I really saw her in.
Yes.
Because I've seen her, but I haven't mm-hmm. actually really seen a match with her. So she's good, too, but I've seen the rest, and I'm really liking them and their style.
Yes. So it's, again, generally a mix of styles can work really well, and I think that match was, like, really good. And probably, in my opinion, probably the best match of the night at Backlash.
I agree, like, actual match-wise, right?
Yes.
Like, obviously, we really are into the storylines of some of the other ones. But, yeah, I think, like, the whole match, and I'm not even, like, I don't watch it like you guys do because I'm still learning,
mm-hmm.
like, the actual, like, moves and the styles. But I was like, wow, that was a good match.
Yeah. But you, any matches that surprised you or anything that surprised you?
I want to say nothing surprised me. Because I do think we, like, pretty much guessed. I mean, you 100% knew with, like, the Randy and Kevin Owens and then Solo and Tama Tonga match, you were like, oh, well, for sure Solo and Tama Tonga are winning.
Yes.
You said that from before. And I agree, but I kind of was also wondering, because, like, I wasn't really sure what they're going to do with, you know, Randy and Kevin. But the moment it started, I think I told you right away, I was like, oh, yeah, they're winning.
Yeah. So that match, to me, it was a little, I think that, like, they made it obvious, right? So mm-hmm. Kevin Owens and Randy Orton got the upper hand right away and pretty much kept it.
For a while.
Yes. And, I mean, that match did surprise me at the end when somebody debuted, not who I was expecting.
Yeah, because you've been calling, I can't remember.
Who Jacob Fatu was who I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and I remember when he came out, you're like, oh, and I was like, oh, is that, like, and you're like, no. And I was like, oh, who is it then?
Yeah.
Didn't tell me that Tama Tonga had a brother.
Yeah, Tongaloa.
Which, yeah, Tama Tonga, Tongaloa. When they went, did they say, which name did they say first?
I don't know.
Okay, because it's like Tama Tonga, Tongaloa, or Tongaloa, Tama Tonga. Either way, you're
yeah.
like,
yeah.
it's like all together. It's like a mouthful, but
yes.
it's kind of cool. So I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was cool too. They have a cool look. I thought, like, it's cool with the bloodline, but that did surprise me because I was fully expecting Jacob Fatu. I expect to be somebody different. It's a little surprising.
I think they were playing you guys. I think they wanted you all to think it was him. And so when it wasn't, they said, you guys can't guess everything.
That could be it for sure. But I also have a strong opinion about the match.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this knowing that I really like Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. I think that they got too much offense in. I wish the match would have been more of Solo and Tama Tonga dominating.
Yes.
Because I just, if you're trying to build up this bloodline as being ruthless, and I get somebody attacked him at the end and stuff, but it just, to me, they're on the losing end too much. They got you know, their butts kicked too much for them trying to be dominating.
Yeah, and I mean, two things with that I think, first of all, I've told you this is my theory, and I'm pretty much always right. And I know, like, fans will be like, oh my gosh, no. Anytime somebody is, like, just getting demolished, whoever's getting demolished the most in a match is winning.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it, yeah.
So, when they started, and I'm like, oh, they're for sure, I mean, there's just no doubt that they're winning. I do agree, though, like, they didn't, even when they did come back, it just didn't feel, like, brutal, and that's what they're going for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's because the actual Tribal Chief isn't there. This is what Solo gets. Because yes. You don't just get a takeover. But I do agree, like, especially if they're bringing in Tama Tonga to be, like, this, like, brutal, like, almost, like, just the pointy point and he gets somebody. Like
the enforcer type guy, yeah.
And then if his brother's going to come in and kind of be the same way, why aren't we seeing that? Unless it's not, I don't know if it's that's not what they're supposed to do or it's not being executed well.
Yeah, because, I mean, and there were some cool spots in there. The spot with the chair where Kevin Owens and Tama go through the chairs, the setup.
Oh, my gosh, that was wrong. Like,
it was brutal.
Did you, like... Kevin should have looked at Tama Tonga's back after the table and been like, oh, bro, I can't get your back up and those chairs again.
Yeah, it was all marked up and, yeah.
I mean, mad respect because going through chairs.
Yeah.
I mean, both of them, too. Yes. Kevin Owens, but, wow.
So that was crazy, but, like, yeah, I just didn't feel like the viciousness was there as much as I wanted it to be.
I think especially, like, real quick, yeah. Compared to how he has been being backstage, right? When he goes after Kevin Owens backstage, it's been brutal.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden in the match, it's not as brutal.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see where it moves forward from there. But that match itself, to me, was fine. I don't think it was anything great. Nothing to write home about. It was okay.
And I know this is going to be a super hot take. I personally am not a fan of Randy and Kevin being, like, this team. I'm cool with them being friends, but I don't like the tag team. I don't like the team. Not that I don't, obviously I love Randy Orton and Kevin Owens is cool too. There's something about it that I don't like them together like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to be together forever. I think they're just going to get together to fight the bloodline.
Yeah, but like that could be a long time. I kind of don't, I guess I have a vision of Randy and I mean, it's probably all fans, right? It's not the way I want it to go, so I'm not happy with it.
That's that. Welcome to becoming a WWE fan.
Also, it's like this is what like nerds do too. Yep. When it comes to like their, you know,
yeah,
their so, whatever their franchise is.
Yep,
I've never understood it, but you're here getting I am. To
understand it.
Here I am.
It's not what you think it should be, so you don't like it.
Yeah, and I don't,
because everybody thinks they can do it better.
It's not even that I think I could do it better. I just don't want that. I'm not saying how to do it. Can you just do it different, and then I'll let you know when you get there. You know what I mean?
Oh gosh, yes. Welcome to it. That's
I don't know, but anyway. Speaking of the bloodline,
yes,
Jay also had a match with Damian,
mm-hmm.
Which sure I did. Mean, we were like, well, Damian's winning, but I was there to see the match, you know, that's why I'm wearing my no yeet shirt, because yep. Jay got no yeeted.
He did not win.
Nope, he tries that yeet so hard, and he lost it.
Yep, so what did you think of the match itself?
It was all right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
They both can do what they do. I think Jay, we talked a little bit based on when we saw him on Raw, but I think Jay can, he's getting the character stuff really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like the yeets in between the moves and stuff. Like he's starting to do that stuff really well.
Oh yeah. What match was it? Was it a match when he like, he was like came up behind the bloodline or whatever?
Oh, that was the
Raw. Or not the bloodline, sorry. Yeah. Judgment Day.
The Raw the previous week when Logan Paul knocked out JD.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He knocked out JD, and they were all sitting there like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. And he comes up behind him like, oh, wow, yeah. You guys really did that. You know, I love that part of Jay.
Yeah.
It's like the personality and the character of Jay. That's what I like.
Yes.
So far, he's obviously not bad, but I haven't seen a match with him yet that I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's really the character that, to me, brings him out. Like, I wish I saw more of his actual wrestling skill.
Right.
And I'd probably like him more.
Yes. And so I think the match was good. I think, again, the outcome wasn't surprising at all. Like,
no, but it was still good. Like, you know, we got there.
And then, I mean, towards the end, obviously, after the match, Judgment Day comes down and beats him up. And there's just definitely some tension between Finn and Damian, which, again, looks like I'm starting to become right with what's going to happen.
Oh, I thought it was going to go down right there when he got in Finn's face. I thought Finn was going to say, excuse me. But I was like kind of excited, and then it didn't happen.
It didn't happen, but it's slow build. It, you know, mm-hmm. it's going to happen at some point.
I mean, I told him. I was yelling. I said, JD, get out of here.
You did say that.
Because poor JD, man, he just has to take it. He didn't listen. And I knew Damien was going to yell at him. And then when I saw Finn, I was like, Finn, man, you got to stop. He's going to yell at you. And they didn't listen to me.
You know, they're just trying to help him out. All I see is friends trying to help him out.
I know, but when you keep getting yelled at, you got to stop, you know?
Yeah, they just don't learn. They just don't learn.
Well, JD for sure doesn't learn. JD. He just takes it all the time. JD's going to just, like, pass out one day.
He is. He is.
I mean, he's really good. There are times I'm like, wow, I think he's really just dead right now. No, he's not. He's fine.
No, he's fine. But
he plays it real good.
he does play it really good. So, yeah, I mean, it was cool to see that. I think that it's a slow burn for the Judgment Day. It's going to happen. You just don't know when.
To me, it almost felt like that's more what the match was for, was to keep setting up this judgment. I know it wasn't, but to me, it was like, oh, we're just setting up this Judgment Day feud or this Judgment Day, like, break apart. Like, the match itself, to me, was just like, whatever. And even story-wise, like, we knew Damien was going to win.
Yeah, no, but that's sometimes what happens is matches are there not for the match itself, but to set up something that's going to happen. And so this is definitely setting up more.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's obviously that one I was really excited to see. And it's like, it still wasn't bad.
No, of course not. Like I said, none of the matches on the card were bad. I don't think any of them were what I'd consider a bad match. I think they're all more entertaining than a lot that we've seen. There's just a few that we liked a lot more than others.
Yeah, I agree. Now, that was my boy, Damien. What about your boy?
You want to go straight into my boy? And you want to talk about somebody who you've had some interest in lately?
It's Tiffy time.
Yes. Tiffy time. So Tiffany Stratton versus Naomi versus Bayley. We talk about that quickly if you want.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once again, I knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yes.
So I guess it wasn't as exciting. The more I'm seeing of Naomi, the more I guess I want more from her. There's some stuff she does that I'm like, so good. And then there's other stuff I'm like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm new on the Tiffany Stratton train. It's her character is so good. I think she's so good at it. I think from this, I saw much more of like her athleticism.
Yes.
And I really love that. And so I think, you know, she's just good at that. I'm going to keep watching and seeing. So far, I haven't not liked her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think the match itself, we knew it was going to happen. I do think it was like messy at times.
Yeah, I see that for sure.
So it was one of those where I feel like they're all three good wrestlers.
Yes.
But I don't know, for some reason at times it just didn't seem like it was going well, or
maybe it's like they didn't all click together sometimes. There were some moments mm-hmm. where this didn't click, or like just didn't like meld together well.
Yeah, because they all had like cool moments in there.
Yes.
But yeah, there was just times I'm like, it was a little forced or messy. I don't know the word, but that was probably my least favorite match.
Yeah.
Which surprisingly I thought maybe it was gonna be better, but it was also surprising that our favorite match was the women's tag team.
Right.
Because I almost think we expected more from others. And that one just, like, blew us away. Whereas, because I'm, like, a fan of Tiffany, and I've thought Bayley is really good for a long time, I think I almost put it higher in my mind, and then it just didn't meet that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Like, had some higher expectations, and didn't quite live up to those expectations. Whereas the other one, you had lower expectations, and it went over those.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm glad that you're starting to, like, you know, Tiffany Stratton. I agree that their character works really good, you know?
Oh, I love her. She's so good. I need to figure out how to get to a SmackDown.
Yes.
Because I need to see her. She's so great.
You want to have a Tiffy Piffany?
Oh, yeah. I want to be Tiffy time with her. Yeah. WWE, real quick, why you're not selling watches that just the face says Tiffy time? I think you're missing out. I would have bought it.
You'd buy one. You'd probably wear it.
I'm just saying, I'm not telling you how to do your job. If you like my marketing ideas, though, let me know. I'm here
Contact
for
us.
It.
Yep.
But I'm asking for a watch that the face says Tiffy time. I think it'd be even funnier if there's not even hands on it and it's just Tiffy time. But if you want functionality for people to buy it, you know,
put the hands on it.
That's fine. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I could see it selling, you know.
I'd buy it.
Yeah, I know you would.
And I know I'm not the only one. There's no way.
Yeah. Yeah, Tiffy time watch.
So
call us WWE, or don't even call us. Just make
do it.
It.
Yeah, I'm yeah. Not, I don't need credit for it.
Yeah, just make it.
If it does come out, I'm gonna take credit for it. But
yes.
I'm nobody, so please just make it for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, just make it. So yeah, now we should probably get into the main event.
Which, I mean, did anyone think anything else was going to happen?
No, there was no question in my mind that AJ was going to lose this.
Yeah, obviously. What I will say about AJ, because Randy was here too. I think I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. You guys don't have to go that hard on your muscles. Like, you guys don't have to be that jacked. Like, I don't know who you're trying to prove to. Is it cool? Yeah, but, I mean, it's okay. I think you guys can relax. I don't think anybody would be mad if you're, like, slightly smaller. Cody's, like, not a small guy, but, oh, my gosh, it's like Cody. Like, I mean, be careful.
Yeah, AJ's jacked.
Like, he makes Cody look skinny.
Yeah, AJ is jacked for being an older dude in wrestling. He is jacked.
Yeah, and it's like, is that why? Like, the older you get, I think everyone will accept if you get a little less. But I feel like what's happening is the older they get, the more
muscles are getting.
Up. Yeah,
exactly.
Which, hey, you guys look great. I'm not saying it's bad. No. I'm just like, I would forgive you. It's fine. You don't have to work that hard.
AJ Styles looks phenomenal.
Oh, absolutely. No, his hair is phenomenal.
His hair is phenomenal.
As a female, I am upset that my hair is just not that good. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get as fluffy as him and flowy, but I have to work for it. He might not, but in my mind, I want to believe he just wakes up with his hair looking like that.
I don't know how he keeps it like that throughout the entire match.
It's not until he really gets sweaty.
Yeah.
But that's why I think that's just how his hair is. Because, see, if my hair gets wet, whether it's from water, sweat, whatever, it, like, frizzes up. It, like, waves up, you know. His just doesn't. So I think he just gets out of the shower. He probably does, like, a couple, like, you know, head shakes or, like, you know, bobs, whatever. And it's just dry and it's beautiful. He wakes up like that. That's what I want to believe. Yeah. And I think I'm right.
Probably. I mean, I have no idea. But
his hair is phenomenal.
Maybe we'll tweet him out and ask him.
Yeah, let me know, you know, if you're listening, like, what do you do? Because I'm trying to get there.
Yes. But yeah, so, I mean, AJ Styles is one of my favorites. You know, obviously Cody's my ultimate favorite right now, but...
Yeah, you always are like, I like AJ, but never more than anyone else, except for LA Knight, but... I feel like of all the names, you literally talked about AJ Styles more than you ever talked about Cody. And then I get into this journey with you, and you're like, Cody's my favorite. And, like, you, like, stop bringing up AJ Styles. I would have never known Cody because of how many times you said other names.
Because he didn't become my favorite until he came back to WWE.
Yeah, but which was before Cody?
No, I'm talking Cody. Yeah, Cody
didn't. Oh, Cody. I thought you were talking about AJ.
Cody didn't become my favorite until he came back to WWE.
That makes sense. But see, that's why you're a traitor, because you liked AJ before all that.
Yeah, but this...
And then he comes back and you're like, oh, gross, I want the new shiny thing.
No, it's just Cody's Cody. He's the man. AJ's phenomenal, but Cody's Cody. He's the American Nightmare.
Yeah. No, and I'm not saying nothing about Cody. You know, I like Cody, too. His fit is fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, but also, like, how can you not like him? The whole Paris crowd was just singing his entire theme song.
No, he has a good theme song. I'm going to give him that.
He does.
And he's a good wrestler.
Yes.
His look is great. I'm waiting till he turns true Homelander.
Mm-hmm.
Personality and everything. I don't want, you know, this, oh, good. No. I want straight Homelander, and I think he'll do it for me, but it doesn't mean I don't like him now, but I'm just saying, you're like, I've heard AJ Styles' name for years, many times, never heard Cody's name until we went to that live event. You're like, oh, Cody's going to be, and I'm like, what do you mean Cody? I mean, you had a Cody Bullet Club shirt for a long time, but I wasn't listening then, to be honest, guys. I just knew, like, Bullet Club.
Yes.
But you literally said AJ Styles way more than you ever said Cody.
Yeah, because AJ Styles is a phenomenal wrestler. Mm-hmm. I've watched him since his TNA days.
And Cody's a nightmare wrestler,
he's then? An American Nightmare. There's a difference, fella. Different. Phenomenal mm-hmm. American Nightmare.
Yeah, but, like, if somebody's like, hey, I know nothing about wrestling, are you going to go for the guy that's phenomenal or a nightmare? Well, I mean, in English, like, English terms, well, I'm going to go for the phenomenal one.
No, that's not it. You're going to go for the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes, because he's the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes.
Oh, so just because he has, like, this full name, it's like, we have to say, because it's longer than just, phenomenal AJ Styles.
You know, you just don't get it.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not saying he can't be your favorite. What I'm saying is, years ago, AJ was, like, this name.
Mm-hmm.
Cody wasn't.
No, I mean, I like them both. I like, you know, AJ Styles is on my list of best wrestlers in the world, for sure. But sometimes just because you're one of the best wrestlers doesn't mean you're always somebody's favorite.
Okay, but like how long is your best wrestlers in the world list?
And we don't need to get into it.
Exactly.
It's probably a good, you know, few pages long.
To say the best wrestlers in the world, it should be reserved to like 5 to 10.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, that's probably a whole other video one day, you know? Probably going to take like a whole hour just for me to go through everybody.
And I'll just tear it apart. I'll say, no. Or say, okay, but how's this person this? Like, oh, well, that's crazy. You're a traitor. At least I'm through and through on my people. And when they go against each other, I pretty much have a ranking and I keep that ranking.
That's true. There's like, you have like 3 people that you love.
Yes. And sorry. Yeah. Like, I'm going to always keep them up there. You're like, well, you know, I like Cody, but you didn't before. You love CM Punk, but when he's there, you're all talking about CM Punk. But when it's Cody, well, you're talking about Cody.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, obviously, if there ever comes to pass where it's like a CM Punk versus Cody thing, I'm going to have to really choose.
I know, I've asked you before.
I'm not going to think about it until I refuse to answer a hypothetical question.
Some days you answer it, but it's more because like that's who you're looking at the time. But I've asked you, and you just won't tell me. You're going to have to one day.
If it comes to pass. If they don't ever cross paths, then no, I don't need to.
No, no, I'm going to make you. And you guys should hold him to it also. He has to answer the question.
Nope, nope, nope. I'm just going to say my favorite is Shawn Michaels. And forever, that'll be my favorite.
I said that. And you're... See, this is what I'm saying. Your rankings are wild. Because you'll be like, this is my favorite. And then I'll be like, who's your favorite of all time? That's changed. But... okay, so here's why I asked this. The listeners are probably like, why are you going so hard on this? We have this thing with game shows, okay? We are huge game show people. We've always talked about if we're ever in the situation where we can win money for knowing each other really well, we need to know what the answer is going to be. So if somebody is like, who's Will's favorite wrestler? Instead of me just being able to answer, I'm going to have to look into your psyche and say, okay, what's going on right now? What happened today? Because that will change by day.
Yes.
And I think sometimes I can get it, but sometimes you'll turn that board. They'll be like, for $1 million, who's Will's favorite wrestler? And I'll write on my little board and I'll say Shawn Michaels. And you'll sit there and be like, today I said Cody. It's $1 million. I need to know who I'm putting.
Well, maybe one day I'll give you a solid answer.
Because, you know, it depends on the day. So this is why I'm going so hard on it, because we are always ready for if somebody's going to offer us $1 million to answer a question about each other. It's like 99% of the time we're spot on.
Yes.
This is one that, because you change your mind, we might lose $1 million.
I think I reserve the right to change my mind.
Not for $1 million.
Well, that is definitely a video we're going to have to do one day. And I will give you a definitive answer on that video.
Okay. Or maybe that's a game we can play.
Maybe that's a game we can play. Yes.
There's news coming soon. But yes.
So
we'll try that. Anyway, we were not talking about CM Punk or anything. This was about Backlash.
Yes.
I just had to get it out there so everyone knows what I deal with.
Talking Cody and AJ.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So how was the match for you? Knowing what was going to happen.
I thought it was good. I think it was my second favorite match of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, after the women's tag match. I think even leading up to it, like, I personally was like, okay, I mean, we knew it was going to happen. I think on SmackDown, they did a pretty good job of, like, trying to build some tension and suspense. Still wasn't, like, the best storyline going into it, but I think, like, AJ, you know, going for the 2 sweet and Cody getting all excited and getting slapped was pretty good.
That was so good.
Pretty relevant, too, with how we've been talking lately. I didn't think that was going to be part of it, but I liked it, you know?
I know. For those who haven't seen on social media, we have some fun videos, and one was the 2 sweet video, yes. So I think it's on YouTube, too, in, like, the shorts or something, so if you guys want to watch that. I agree. I know you were kind of surprised that AJ went full bad because he talked about the crowd sucking or whatever he said.
Yeah, I didn't think that they were going to make him be like, oh, he's a bad, bad guy.
Yeah, he was like, this crowd's awful. I mean, I'm all for it. You know, I love the bad guy, but you were a little surprised by that.
Yeah, but I think he fits it really well. I think AJ is a good, bad guy.
Oh, yeah. I can see him as both. I haven't seen him the other way, but I see where he can go either way. And that's fine.
Yes, I think his moveset fits more for a good guy moveset, but his, like, demeanor is very bad guy.
Yeah, especially, like, his fit and everything. He's really good.
Yes.
I say this every time I see him. His whole little glove P1 thing.
Yeah, how he just does it.
Spot on every time. Like, there's not even, like, a line out of place. I know you said he's been doing it for years. I want to know how often he had to do that in the mirror to make sure he got it.
Got it, yeah.
It's like, wow, he hits it every time. I know. I think of the weirdest things, but it gets me every time.
I think his look was good. I think it was, if I had to guess, it was like an homage to The Undertaker because he had the black and purple on. I thought it was pretty cool.
I'm always for that.
So
I thought, anybody who does that.
Yeah, I thought it was a fast-paced match. Like, you know, I'm a little disappointed. It's like one crossroads, but I get it. It's AJ Styles. He doesn't need more necessarily.
Now, I've said this to you, but I'm going to say it to the fans. I'm like 99% into this wrestling thing now.
Yes.
They will get me to the 100% when they actually surprise me. And not with just moves, right? Because we've talked about this. Like, Cody always has to have his finisher, right?
Yeah, he has to hit a crossroads every time.
And it's like, why don't you just end it early? Because then at least it's somewhat of a surprise. More for me, though, is what would everybody have done if AJ won? It would have been like, what? Even for me, because I was like, oh, for sure, Cody. If they would have had AJ win, I would have been like, oh my gosh, they got me.
Mm-hmm.
Once they can legitimately surprise me, once I'm sitting there one day, like, you know, like the people in the crowd, they're like, like, you know, for those listening, it's like that shock, like have your hand on your head because you don't know where to put your hands, move or whatever. Then I will be like, oh, I'm in it.
Yeah.
100%. I'm 99%. Give me the 1% of I need just an absolute upset.
No, I mean, I agree. I think that, and in wrestling history, you have a few of those. You get some.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
They're rare.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think that, like, it's hard, because that's the point, is like, they might do one, but then, like, they're not going to have one for years, because you don't want to do them all the time, either.
True. Now, I'm not saying that I wanted Cody to lose.
No.
Obviously, because I think he has so much more to do. I think there's a lot of storylines that are building up. But, like, what would you have done,
honestly? Oh, for sure, it would have gone crazy. I would have freaked out. But I think, like, going back to, like, the finisher move thing, I mean, that was one cool thing about the women's triple threat match, was, like, it ended on a roll-up, it ended on, you know,
Bayley's,
like,
finisher.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I think that was cool to try to do, but I agree, like, yeah, what would happen if it was one of these main matches? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I love it. Mm-hmm. You know, I would love that. I know I'm, like, so, I don't know what the word is, evil, like, diabolical for that. It would just make my heart happy if they just did a total upset and the crowd's just sitting there like, you know, like kind of sad.
Yes.
I know that's not, I'm really not that mean of a person, I swear. But like, how cool would that be?
I think it would be cool. I think it, like, it would have been cool to see. You know, again, I don't want Cody to lose either.
No, and I'm not saying that.
Let's just say it would have happened. I think it would have been a shock and it would have given a lot of heat on AJ Styles to make me even more of a bad guy. And so that would be interesting to see. It'd be one of those things where, like, Cody probably get it back next month. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think this was the time to do it. I really don't, because I do see where they're building so much more with Cody. But if you do it to me some point, I'm for it.
I think they could have done it for Jay and Damian. Like, it would have been the opposite because people would have been happy.
Yeah, but I called Damian winning because of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't have been a total shock, though, for Jay to win. It just wouldn't have, because Jay's, like, the good guy, and they're building him up. It wouldn't surprise me. I want, like, a surprise.
That's true. Yeah, like, something that truly is just out of nowhere.
Yeah, now I'm new to this, so I'm only months in at this point, really. So, obviously, I'm not expecting it right away.
Right.
But if I keep going years from now and it hasn't happened, I'm going to be like, come on, guys. Give it to me.
No, there'll be some kind of surprise. There will be.
No, but, like, a me-level surprise?
I mean, we'll see. Because, yeah, I think that, like, in a lot of people's mind, you know, the Damian cashing in, but we kind of called that. So that wasn't a surprise to us because we called it.
Oh, we
So you
knew.
Want something that we're not going to call at all.
No, we literally called that match piece by piece. The only one we didn't was that CM Punk was going to distract Drew. Now, we knew it once it was like,
as the match started, yeah.
We knew. We were like, oh, that's what's going to happen. Like, after he won, we knew that's what was going to happen.
Yes.
But we literally called Drew's winning. He's going to celebrate. It's finally going to be his moment. And then here's going to come Damian. We called that shot by shot. The only part we missed was that little CM Punk part.
Yes.
So that wasn't a surprise. For some people, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Not for us. Maybe we're just so smart. No, I'm just kidding. I think that you have just been watching this for so long.
Yes.
And I pick up on little nuances. And so I'm predicting quite a bit.
You are, yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be very interesting coming into the summer months, right? Building the SummerSlam is going to be the next one, is seeing really where they're going to take some of these storylines. Because we talked a little bit coming out of this. I think we have an idea of, like, the natural progression for Damian, what's going to happen for him in the Judgment Day. I don't really know where they're going to take Cody, so I'm really curious to see SmackDown.
Mm, true.
Like, I don't know who's next to face Cody.
Oh, yeah, huh? We don't really know.
That's going to be interesting to me, and, like, they could try to do some kind of cool surprise, something there, but I think the next few months leading into SummerSlam is going to be really curious.
Yeah, I agree. I almost feel like Raw we have, like, a real good direction for, but not so much SmackDown.
Yes.
Some of it we have pretty, like we predicted.
Yes.
But you're right with Cody. Like, who goes against Cody now?
Yeah, and I mean, it's, like, and obviously, I'm sure next week we'll talk a little bit more about, like, leading into King of the Ring, some mm-hmm. of those matches that we've seen and stuff, so that's going to be interesting to if that's going to play into any of the world title matches at all.
Yeah, which I just have to say, Gunther won his first match.
Yes, we did watch Raw Monday,
King of the Ring tournament. I just have to say that because, of course, he did. I mean, it was a great match, too, with him and Sheamus.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic. But that's my boy, so I have to call it out every time he wins.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, I think Monday and Raw, we probably don't want to get too much into it, but I thought it was really good. It was a really good Raw.
I was literally jealous. I'm like, why didn't I go to that Raw? Nobody told me that this King and Queen of the Ring tournament was just going to be so good. Like, Raw was so good.
I don't think people knew. Because, again, historically, they haven't been as good. So, it was really cool.
Yeah, so, hey, SmackDown, Friday.
You got a lot to show that you can do, you know?
Yeah, because they killed, like, all the matches were so good.
Yes.
And even though we kind of, like, we also called who was going to win, it didn't matter. Like, the matches were good. They got me and kept me going.
Yes, for sure. So, we'll definitely talk more about that as we come into the next few months and see really where the WWE is going to go.
Well, especially next week.
Yes.
Because we are going to review Raw next week.
Yes.
For a special reason.
Yes.
And we'll let you guys know that next week.
Yes.
But just want to mention King of the Ring, because obviously that's what they're really building to on the two shows right now. And that's really what we're going to get into next week with a special surprise.
Yes. So, really exciting stuff coming up. So, mm-hmm. you know, keep following us, keep watching, keep commenting, let us know what you think. So just really excited of what we got coming.
Yes. Thank you always for listening and supporting us. We love doing this and we hope you love joining us.
Yeah. It really means a lot to us and helps us out.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
Bella, I love wrestling.
I know.